Here is the 9 o'clock news line. Minister promotes Indonesia's durian potential to Chinese investors. Indonesia boosts healthcare access with 15 upgraded regional hospitals. And here is the news line. Transmigration Minister Muhammad Iftitah Sulaiman Suryanagara has invited Chinese investors to develop the durian industry in the transmigration areas by taking advantage of Indonesia's fertile land and productive workforce. He extended the invitation after speaking with a Chinese doctoral student on Saturday who was interested in learning about the benefits of Indonesia's transmigration program, not only for Indonesians, but also for the Chinese people. Fifteen regional general hospitals in Indonesia's underdeveloped regions have been upgraded and are ready to operate. Azhar Jaya, the Director General of Advanced Healthcare at the Ministry of Health on Sunday, said that the upgraded hospitals reflect the government's commitment to strengthening healthcare services in remote border and island areas. Listener, that was the news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menanggung, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali.
various types of traditional drinks to warm up the body. For example, on the island of Java, there are bandrek and wedang ronde drinks. This drink made from ginger is also known in Maluku, but the people there know it as air guraka or air goraka. Air guraka is made from red ginger, coconut sugar, and walnuts. Initially, the red ginger is cleaned and then cut into pieces. The ginger is then boiled with coconut sugar, pandan leaves, and a little cinnamon. Once cooked, the ginger water is poured into a glass, then sprinkled with chopped walnuts. When you drink it, the hot and warm taste of the ginger is felt in your throat. This warm taste mixes with the sweet taste of coconut sugar. To make it more delicious, air guraka is also added with milk. The addition of milk makes the ginger texture smooth and soft. Air guraka is the favorite drink for the people of Maluku, especially North Halmahera, when relaxing in the afternoon. While drinking guraka, it is accompanied with fried bananas. The typical fried bananas of North Halmahera use a type of duck mouth banana. The shape is long, curved, and slender, not as wide as a banana in general, because the banana is called the duck mouth banana or mulu bebe. The guraka water has its own benefits. Apart from being able to warm the body, this traditional drink is also believed to melt fat, relieve sore throats, and to have the effect of strengthening immunity. This traditional drink is easy to find in various regions in Maluku. Most of the sellers sell this drink at night, because the benefits are felt when enjoyed at night. The price is relatively cheap. The guraka water is sold from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass, while the duck mouth banana is sold for 10,000 rupiah per plate.
Kebetulan hari yang mantap, aduh senang, terngiang-ngiang kamu sayang, karena kita berdekatan. Apa bisa, kita bertemu malam sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Apa bisa, apa bisa kita bertemu malam sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman.
Sudah terbuka, fakta terkuat, ini adalah hari yang paling mantap. Bertemu kamu, hatiku terkoyak, bagai bunga yang wangi semerbak. Bofengung, aku jadi bingung, kalau gak ada kamu, aku jadi linglung. Tertimbung, yuk kita nabung, tertimbung, yuk kita ngitung.
Apaan buat nikah, daftar KUA ijab kabul dan langsung sah.
Saya nikahkan kamu dengan anak saya sekarang patapa-tapa binti sekarang beribopa. Dengan mas kawin tersebut dibayar tunai sah semuanya.
Oke, apa bisa, apa bisa kita bertemu malam sebentar,
Gusti Wibu with Hari Yang Mantap, a good day. Well, the song was released posthumously. He's so young and he's loved by so many people, and he left us with such a very, very enjoyable song, combining not only the pop one but also the essence of a little bit of dangdut, which is closer to the real people of Indonesia. By the way, talking about Indonesia, listener, and as I told you in the beginning of our program, that today we'll be talking about the first year of administration of the President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka. And one of the achievements which was made is the increase of provincial minimum wage, which is rising averagely 6.5% and became the higher in the last several year. And in a press statement in Jakarta on Friday, the president said that minimum wage aims to improve the workers' purchasing power, but they are still watching or paying also attention at the business competitiveness power itself. And he added that the decision to rise 6.5% was taken after a discussion with the Labor's Union and related ministers. He affirmed that the sectoral wage itself become the is fall under the authority of provincial, city and regency governments according to the situation in the region. And besides which, the government also launched the national internship program with a wage equal to something called WEMGA. Is they have this own minimum wage, and specifically for fresh graduates of the graduate programs. And I got this information listener on rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, which brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So make sure to stay updated with trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Sepatu flagmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Lali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku bentuk cinta itu. Kamu, oh ya kamu.
Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. as listening to Gendang Kero Rhythm. Enjoy.
Oppe nuai amak padenami. Nunga di baik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami. Tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari. Jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsattabi. Amang batara guru humudul, batara guru pada potang, nama lo mengajari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asa merguru kami tupatik nyamata de bata, baik damang majo, godang batara gurui.
Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo.
Gendang Lima Sidalingan is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one Penarune, two Penggual, and two Simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalingan because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely Sarune as an aerophone, Gendang Indung as a membranophone, and Gendang Anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalingan, Rangutna 102. I'm gonna go get some more. Sadalinan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk mentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kano's culture, people mention musician as sir jabatan, meaning on duty. Sir jabatan consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk arts. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sangnin needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si minduni, gendang singanaki, manganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
Mungkin karena kau Berpapasan di tengah pariannya di malam hari.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.